The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Titled Joy Booster. Joy Booster. Hallelujah. Having started this series of joy, rejoicing, 2 days ago, we have been loaded massively. And I want us to understand, just as a form of emphasis, because it has been said already, joy is very paramount. It is very important in the life of every believer. Hence our anchor scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Say rejoice. Evermore I say rejoice. Believe me, if you are to look from outside, you are to look with what your eyes is seeing today, you will never be grateful for anything. You will never have the cause to rejoice over anything if you are just looking at it in a carnal form. Because a lot has happened in this year alone. If you look at it, you'll see people becoming successful. People are this, people are that. Though you are on your track also, but you just want to get there immediately. So it at times weighs you down. But if you look introspectively, if you look into from within, you will know the Lord has done something for you that is worth rejoicing over. I kept telling people, the way I took Chris during that lockdown, total lockdown, travel here, travel there, work, mingle with people without masks. I don't even have the privilege to know someone who knows someone that knows someone that knows someone that had coronavirus. Is it not worth giving thanks to God for? Is it not worth rejoicing over? People of God, I want you to understand that a merry heart doeth good. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A joyous heart is like medicine to the heart. But anyone who is always sad can never have a reason to give thanks. We always see everything going wrong. This has gone wrong. This has gone wrong. This has gone wrong. But when you are glad, when you rejoice, when you are a positive person, when you are an optimistic person, when you are a spiritual person, you will know being joyful is a key of spirituality that unlocks a lot of things that seem difficult. Rejoice. Say to your neighbor, rejoice. Rejoice. Surrounding circumstances notwithstanding, you just have to rejoice. The servant of God, Bishop David Oyedepo, will always say, men are in sizes. Men are in sizes and life is in faces. I want you to have a pictorial description of what I'm about to say now. Life is a queue. You are headed somewhere. Notwithstanding, you will always meet someone ahead of you. That should not weigh you down. My mother in my dialect, we always make a proverb. Say, ma daiwunoza, also daiwunami. I am better than someone, and someone is better than me. Do not allow motivational speaker kill your vibe by always asking you to look ahead, look ahead, look ahead. No. There are times you need to catch a break in your life and look behind. Because you will see a lot of people that you have busted. It is worth rejoicing over. It is worth rejoicing over. But if you keep looking ahead, there are sacrifices these people ahead are making that you have not gotten the capacity to make that is still keeping you at that spot. However, whatever spot you are far better than a lot of people. Take time to look within. Take time to look behind in your life. And you will have cause to glorify the Lord. The devil came. The thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10 tells. That is his mission. The devil understood the place of joy in association or in relationship with God. Hence, he has come to just destroy it. That is why if you are over attached to material things, you will never be joyful. But look unto Jesus. 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 Be joyful. 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 There is a reason for emphasis. Be joyful. Be joyful. I pray tonight that the spirit of joy the Lord will release upon you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible is a mystery book as much as it is a story book. It is also a book of mystery. If you go through Nehemiah, you will understand. A joyous guy before the king, serving him, just all of a sudden just went off like that. Though he had a passion for God, that was why he went off like that. After his request has been granted, there were obstacles. Sambalat, Tobiah, there were obstacles. But it was, he kept the joy. He kept the joy. He kept the joy. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Be joyful. Be joyful. Be joyful. Be joyful. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to understand tonight that there are some factors that help to boost joy in our life. There are factors that can help us to build our joy in life. What are these factors? What are these factors? What are these factors? One of such factors, I want you to write an heading. Factors that boost joy in a believer's life. Factors that boost joy in a believer's life. Number one of such factor is what we call hope. 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 The presence of hope in the life of a believer is a major booster of joy. Hope. Hope. If there's one thing that has set me rolling, that has kept me going, is hope. I always have this idea that tomorrow will be better than yesterday. So every morning I wake up with energy and say, let me go into today. Because I know it will be better than yesterday. So I don't have cause to start thinking on yesterday's failure or what happened yesterday. I just have to keep pushing. I have that hope. Praise the living Jesus. When the servant of God was ministering on Sunday, the Lord opened my eyes to something. I got carried away. While he was ministering, the Lord took me to the journey of Elisha. While he was following Elijah. What kept him to keep up was because of he had hope. Something is coming out of this. Something is coming out of this. Something is coming out of this. If anything, circumstances want to rob you of your joy at any point in time, know something good is coming. Something good is coming. I know it is not easy. I have to pass through this. But something good is coming. If I come upstage tonight and tell you it's going to be easy, no, I'm lying. That's why I so much love John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. Be of good cheer. I have overcome. Praise the living Jesus. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. I love the Yoruba translation. You see, Etujuka Motishegunaye. If the Lord has overcome already, why are you still struggling? You might be thinking, peradventure, what is in life? Why do I need to be hopeful? This scripture is saying he has overcome. Overcome what? Yes, he only overcome death. He died for me. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. I want us to make, to put some things together. Verse 11. Praise the living Jesus. And behold, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast. Let's go to, okay. And the elders and thousand times, 10,000. This is not the scripture. Sorry. When he was talking about unto him who has power, who is giving power, who is giving dominion, who is giving all. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, media. God bless you. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. Why you need to rejoice is because you are receiving power. He has what? Died for you to receive what? Power. Praise the living Jesus. And riches. Hallelujah. And wisdom. And strength. And honor. And glory. And blessing. That was why he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome. The overcoming is bringing all these packages to you. That is why anytime you wake up at any obstacle or the other in life, have hope. Have hope. The sons of the prophet who were supposed to understand spiritual dynamics, they know there is a cosmotic change that is about to take place. But they were mocking Elisha. what will come out of it, this, that, that. But he keep up. He was following. He was following. He was following. He was following. And what became of him? He had times two. Times two. Times two. Times two. Never give up. Never give up. Have hope. 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 Job chapter 14 verse 7. Job chapter 14 verse 7. Job chapter 14 verse 7. Hallelujah. He said, for there is hope of a tree if it be cut down. Cut down there means that you will be bent at times. You will be disappointed at times, but you are not dead. You still have the breath of God in you. What will become of that tree? Praise the Lord, media. He said that it will sprout again, and that the tender branches of will not cease. There is hope for you. Say to yourself, there is hope for me. I'm not giving up my hope. Hope is one of the booster of joy. Never let anybody rob you of your hope. Be hopeful, especially. He said, the expectation, endless expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Use scriptures to attack these things when they come. That is your best motivation. I pray the Lord will grant us grace in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit and the grace for hope is coming upon us tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not allow anything destroy your hope. Guide it. So that you will not lose your joy. Your joy kept, it was joy that kept Job going. Joy. It became his personal motivator. Also, David encouraged himself. Encourage yourself. Life is too busy. People you tend to look up to are too busy chasing their lives also. Encourage yourself. One of the best things that can be done is for you to be seated in a crowd like this. You keep hearing the word of God. Keep hearing the word of God. Take it. Hold it. Live with it. And stop disturbing pastors about. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two booster is what? Recall testimonies of God's faithfulness. Recall testimonies of God's faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All my heart needed, you have done it. Of his testimony, what has he done for you? You know he has done a lot for you that people, man, cannot do. So rejoice, recall that testimonies. There are a lot of times people just come and give testimony. And they say, just 2 inch for a car to crush my bike. And the Lord just saved me. Sir, it is not because of the bike man was expert. I always believe, my personal belief, that there was a change. The Lord had to shift the earth for your sake. Think about it. It is not narrow escape, but the Lord actually shifted that ground though. Then for you to add, I will shift the ground for you. Think of it. Think of it. There are a lot of times you have gone out, you see ghastly motor accidents, and you just pass as if you are. You ought to recall your testimonies. Praise him anytime, any day, anywhere. As you are walking, you are praising him. Think of the blessings. Come on. Think of the blessings. Think of the blessings. Think of the blessings. Think of the blessings. There was a day I was seated and someone just came to me and was just complaining. I was trying to have sympathy on her. And when she left, I started becoming, not true, this person talk with this. I felt my spirit, there is an aura that came upon me of sadness. I quickly jumped out of it. And since then, I don't engage in that kind of discussion with that person again. Because the Lord has done a lot. There's this one that says, Momo biti mo tibere, Momo biti mo bade, Bogbo golo ye o, Baba, Bogbo golo ye o, Baba. Just keep thanking him. He has done great testimonies for you. What man cannot do. 2020, to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. I was supposed to have gotten married. 2020 stopped me. There are people that were dead in 2020. Just thank God for what He has done. For what He has done. We're meant to understand that testimonies are pointers that make God to do something new again. Keep the testimonies of God on your heart. The Lord has been good. The servant of God in this house, we always say, I have never seen what God has not done good. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing. I want you to start deleting those memories of fantasies that you had. I ought to be here. No. Look at where you are and be grateful for it. Look at where you are and be grateful. 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 Recall His testimonies. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Factors that boost joy. Factor number three. Maintain a life of praise. 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 Life of praise is a life that produces what? Joy. The more praiseful you are, the more joyful you will become. Do all you can to ensure that you keep praising God always. Praise Him always. Praise Him always. For where you are today. There are various ways that you can praise this God. For the marvelous things that He has done for you. It is better to always approach Him what? With that sense of praise. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving. And into His court with praises. I want to share a secret with us tonight. There are a lot of books on praises. That is how important it is. Lot of persons has written diverse volumes on this topic. This word, praise, 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 praise. Praise takes you to the heart of God. And whenever you are located in the heart of God, there is no way you cannot be joyful. Remain ever praiseful. 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 Praise fights the battles for you. Where you cannot get, it is only praise that can take you there. So if instead of for you to sit and be murmuring, rather praise this God so that He will take you there. All these points are interwoven. They are interrelated. They are complementing one and the one another. Praise, 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 praise the Lord always. There are times that you might be short of words. I can't remember when last I was maybe asking for something. I actually praise for it. Just praise God for it. He's going to do 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 it. For you to receive anything that will make you joyful, you need to what? Keep praising God. Keep praising God. Keep praising God. Praise takes you closer to God. It makes you a friend of God. And when you become a friend of God, tell me, who can touch you? What trouble can come to you that you now start murmuring? Murmuring is very dangerous. It is very dangerous. It is very dangerous. I don't know if you are listening to us now or you are seated in the house tonight. Never complain. Never complain. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10. Murmur ye not. Murmur ye not. Never complain. Praise this God. 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 Hallelujah. He said, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. I pray nobody under the sound of my voice will be destroyed of the destroyer in the mighty name of Jesus. But you need to praise Him. You need to praise Him. The absence of praise in a man's life is like an earthworm. It keeps eating into the heart of man until it decays. I pray your heart will never be decayed in the mighty name of Jesus. There are various types of praise. There are ways you can praise this God. There are ways you can praise this God. I want media to help us to just project some of the ways that we can praise God. Because praise is very key. It is important. Media, kindly help us project the praises because of shortage of time. Number one kind of praise is halal. Praise the living Jesus. He said to boast foolishly, to make what? A show off. And I want you to understand that in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, it was halal kind of praise that David did to God that made him look stupid, made him look foolish, but he knew what he was doing. Praise him the way you are supposed to praise God. Praise him foolishly as if he is your father. Praise him. Halal. Praise him is an Hebrew word. Praise the living Jesus. Take us through the second one. The second one is Yoda. He said to lift or throw arms upward in praise and surrender. There are times you cannot see it. You cannot express it. Just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Just throw it up. To what? To God alone. Praise him. You might not be able to say it personally. There are levels I get to in praises that I can't go further with my mouth. I'll be crying. So I keep short and just use all those action words. Because I know what God has done. I know where he's taking me. I'm praising him for it. I know, I understood the magnitude of God. So praise him. Sometimes you might be short of word. Just keep lifting your hand. Just keep doing it to God, to God, to God, to God. Praise the living Jesus. Take us through the other one. The other one is lamar. To praise with instruments alone or with voices. Praise with instruments. I remember when we were learning instruments then. Anybody who has passed through that stage, you understand that you break all the rubbers, all the bassia, all the basses at home. Because you use them to praise God. Your parents then might be angry that you have broken this rubber again. But it just came out of you that you just want to hit something toward to the praise of God. Praise him. You can just be there. You are just playing it with your hand. God understands. It is passing a message. Someone will just look at you and say, well, come on, what's wrong with this person? Praise him anyhow. See, people of the world, they can praise. You will see them carry their headset. They are singing the secular song and they will be gyrating on the street. How much more are you, believer? Praise him. Praise him with instruments. Praise him. You are praising him. To God. It is very, very important. As you are doing this, you forget the problem. And God is standing towards to intercede in your affairs. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The next one, please. The next one is Toda. To sing praises together as one community in harmony. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Praise the Lord. Let it hear his voice. As a community. And one of the things that has made the Israelites to conquer is this joint community praising. And this is what we do in church. Once you come to church, let's praise God. This is what we do. And believe me, I can boldly say that anytime we praise God in church, sorrows, pain, sadness, they disappear. Come on, Toda. Praise the Lord. Come to the assemblies of God and just praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the assemblies of the saints. Hallelujah. The next one, media. The next one is what? Is Saba. Reach out with affection for God to feel his hold on you. Is a form of praise also. Reach out to him. Pour out your heart. There's a lot of my soul. I cannot overemphasize on what? On the importance of praise as it relates to being joyful. As it relates to a booster of joy. Praise him. Before you know, you forget about it. There are a lot of times, just get so excited. I was like, what actually happened? I did not win lotto. The thing I was expecting has not come. So why am I? You just have to just rejoice in him. Papa said something yesterday. He said if he's to look at the pressure of work, this and that, he will not be smiling. But because he understood the praise of God is dwelling in him. And anyone who is dwelling in God is a praiseful person and is a joyful person. They are interrelated. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The next one, media. The next one is hallelujah. 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 I want us to shout hallelujah to God tonight. Hallelujah to God tonight. Hallelujah to God tonight. That was what broke the wall of Jericho. There are walls of Jericho. There are circumstances. Jesus never said there will not be problem. He said, there will be, but I have overcome. By study, I was made to understand that the wall of Jericho can carry a house. As far as the house will be, the wall will carry it. That is how powerful, that is how thick it was. But the shout of praise to God, the shout of praise to God, on the seventh time it fell. You can just dedicate, oh God, I just want to praise you for 7 days. You don't know what to say. You just woke up 12 a.m. It is your house, you paid the rent. Because your second neighbor is playing worldly song, he's disturbing you. You are free to disturb them too. Just be shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In your, sir, the heavenly host, they rejoice over this. When you have the shout of hallelujah in you, obstacles are crumbled. He said, who is thou mounting before Zerubbabel? He said, he shall turn into a plain ground. As you praise the Lord with a shout of hallelujah, I see your mountain crumbling before you in the mighty name of Jesus. The next one, please. The next one is Tehillah. 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 To praise vocally in songs and shouts. And we are very good at Tehillah in this commission. We don't praise God. Praise God like what? No man's business. Because we owe it all to God. May dear God bless you. I pray the Lord will grant us more understanding on how to praise Him in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to run quick. Number four is maintain excitement in your assignment. Maintain excitement in your assignment. Maintain excitement in your assignment. I want you to know that any assignment that has been given unto you to carry out, without joy, without excitement, such an assignment will fail in your hands. I pray every activity, every task that has been handed to you will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. When the talent was shared, one of the reasons why that guy could multiply his own was because he had the heart of joy. He had the heart of joy. How do I know? When the one that had one was asked, what did you do with it? The way he was speaking, because when I read my Bible, I used to play the film in my head. I used to, how is he replying his voice? After all, you gave me one. I thought you are a greedy man. And I hid it. I hid it. So what will it? And so? Take your one, Jare. That was what happened here. There was no joy in him at all. There was no joy in him at all. There was no joy in him at all. But the one that received the five might also think in him, I am much more than five. But let me prove to my boss that I can do it. He went into his assignment with joy. See, there is something about joy. Let me make you understand. If you are joyful, inspirations come for exploits. But anytime you murmur, anytime you are sad, nothing comes. Try it. Just try to create something. Try to write something. Try to solve something. No matter who you are in the house tonight, an engineer, a chemist, a lawyer, believe me, you can just be out of the case. But when you wear the garment of joy, something will just come. Go and check so-so-so law against so-so-so thing. Use it as a key point. Use it as a case study. You just be flying. You just be flying. And people will ask, what is the... Onten learn. Yes, onten. You are there with God. Maintain excitement. Excitement. I tell people, if you cannot carry out an assignment, kindly say, I cannot carry it out. Then for you to do it with murmuring, the blessing from God will not come. And even if the person blesses you on it again, you will not enjoy the blessing. Because even the result you will give him will not be an excellent result. Joy. Excitement is very, very important. It is very, very important. It is very, very important. Papa said something. I just went to the church of one of my mentors just because I want to contact this. That spirit of joy is always laughing. Excitement in his assignment. If he was not excited, he will never be where he was for someone to see him and say, I want to emulate this man. I want to tap into that secret. Excitement in your assignment. As a pastor, be excited about your assignment. As a teacher, be excited about your assignment. Whoever you are. Because it is in that excitement when you are teaching those students that inspirations come for them to see you as a good teacher. That you'll be able to give them good examples. But when you come into the class and your face is very strong, believe me, you will not flow on that day. And if you don't follow the flow, those children will not be blessed. If they are not blessed and they pay you salary, the salary will not what amount to anything. And you now see there is a wind somewhere, there is one enemy somewhere that is trying to be a devourer in your family. There are some things we need to look at, Christians. There are some things that are robbing us of our joy. Not necessarily the devil. That is why I will always say, before I say some kind of prayer, I check myself first. Excitement. Excitement. Excitement, excitement, excitement. When you are playing that drums, you are excited. You just start rolling in some kind of way that you don't understand. And the Spirit of God comes down. When the Spirit of God comes down, you are blessed massively. Don't always come to church as if I just want to come. If I don't come, Pastor Moshe will call me. You will not just come, roll straight face, and you do and you go. No, you are not blessed. You just wasted your time. Come with excitement, with excitement, with excitement, with excitement, with excitement. No activity, no assignment is easy. No assignment is easy. Approach it with the heart of excitement and be joyful about it. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Point number 5. Maintain a humorous environment. Maintain a humorous environment. Maintain a humorous environment. Maintaining a humorous environment gives you access to joy. Humor produces laughter and excitement. You have to be with people. You have to be in a surrounding where the people what, are excited. Where the people have humor. Mama said something in the course of teachings in the youth conference, just concluded youth conference. He said, I just step apart to be saying something. I want to laugh. That is the person with which he has what? Have a community, an environment around. Because this personality brings out joy in her. Stay with people that brings out joy, that say things to glorify God, that will make you happy. There are people, Papa once said, there are some people that when they come to his house and they knock, and who is there? Is this, I'm not, I don't want to see this person. Because they are joy robber. They want you to sympathize for them. Most see, get this. Most people will not come to you with a problem for you to solve that problem for them. They are coming so you can be in that pity state with them. And if you enter into that pity state with them, they will rob you of your joy and the blessings and presence of God in your life. Avoid them. Avoid them. Avoid them. Avoid them. Let your environment be oozing joy. Let praise be coming out of your environment. It is very important. I was made to understand by children and that children and adults, we grow by, we learn in two ways. We learn by nurture, that is your biological, wherever, and we learn by what? By nature. Nature is biological, sorry. And nurture is your what? Environment, what you grow to take in, what you grow to hear around the community that you are. Stay with joyful people. Stay with humorous people. That is one of the key also. That is one of the booster of your joy. Don't stay with a friend that complains. Yes, we know everything is not going well. Even in the world, economic meltdown, this one is happening, world shut down. Who would ever believe that? But then, we see future. We see future. We see future. Those spies went and they came and said, that land cannot be taken. Sir, there is something that God is saying concerning you. That he has said concerning you. I will make you the head and not the tail. I will bless you. I will give you How are you seeing it? How are you seeing it? It's what can bring out that humorosity in you. How are you looking at it? God has said it concerning you. I will bless you. I will give you riches. Rejoice. 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 I pray the grace for joy and rejoicing that the Lord will release into the heart of every man in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not let circumstances overwhelm you. While we are shutting down, let me just share this story with us. I remember vividly when we were growing up, we don't used to gather rainwater from outside. It's inside our room we used to gather it. That was how bad it was. But during those times, me, I was happy. I was not seeing it as something that should... Is it a concern? There are people that don't have house. I have half roof. Is it not worth giving thanks to God for? Come on. come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Never allow anything to rob you of your joy. I pray the Lord will grant us grace to be joyful, to be grateful for what is. See, life is stage. Life is wherever you are today. See it as a channel for you to get somewhere. It is preparing you for the best, for the glory ahead. Look at life in that perception. You will never be sad in life. You will eat in the morning. You will not eat in the evening. You will eat in the night. Mama will convert it to fasting and be praising God for it. You don't have food to eat. You are now murmuring. What will give you that food? Use it as a point of contact to God. Will bless you. Say they will eat in plenty. They will eat in plenty. Joel chapter 2 verse 26. What precedes that verse was 25. You see, I will restore the year that the cacamo, the palm oil, the caterpillar has wasted. The Lord is the God of restoration. Be joyful. I cannot overemphasize this. Be joyful. I pray the Lord will grant us that grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the living Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.